Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg with some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Influencers in China will now be required to have a degree in order to speak on health, law, and finance.
I mean, at that point, you're talking to... Look, in theory, it's not a bad idea, but once you call someone an influencer, generally speaking, this is someone who gives their opinion about whatever it is they're doing.
Sure.
I don't think there's anything wrong with what they're asking. It's not that. Like, I would prefer to think that someone actually has knowledge of what they're talking about.
Right.
But I just feel like in a world of influencers, like, if you take them seriously, that's at your own peril.
Well, I think it's not just that. But nowadays, there's a lot of people that just wear scrubs and give them medical advice.
Yes.
For real? They'll put on scrubs?
Oh, yeah.
Well, right. Okay,
I got you.
That's right, and you just kind of assume, but then I didn't even think about it. And somebody's like, you have no idea if that person's really a doctor.
Right. Okay, no.
Wearing a lab coat. Good job. Everything that they're saying is true.
I still picture, like, you know, some big boob bimbo. Just, this is what I do to get rid of, you know, my hemorrhoids or something. But yeah, if you're wearing scrubs, then sure.
Yeah, and anything you do that people watch, like, I like my guy, what's it, tailgating with Rod.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Chiefs fan. Technically, he's a tailgate influencer.
Yeah.
Okay. A tailgate influencer.
The one that comes to my mind was, I saw it recently. I forget what health thing that they were talking about, but the guy showed up on the screen, and he was wearing literal scrubs and a face mask, and I could tell he was in his living room. So I said, this is one of two things. One, this guy is not a doctor or nurse or anybody in the actual medical field. Or two, he is, and he feels the need to wear his entire getup at home so that people will actually stop and go, oh, this guy knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know, because if he was just a dude in a t-shirt and jeans inside of his living room.
I'll tell you.
Exactly. So don't get your medical information. Don't get your health information.
That
don't get
would
your
be my first
information
thing. If you're getting
TikTok.
Your information, that kind of information,
sure.
From influencers, I already question kind of your mental reliability.
Right.
Like, ask a doctor.
Right. And your legal information. Same thing. The number of videos that you see of people that get stopped by the cops. Like, I know my rights.
Well, no, you don't. If an everyone that says that, you know who never says that? Lawyers.
Right.
If an influencer says something like, this is a great hamburger, stop it and get one.
Sure.
All right. Maybe.
Cool.
Maybe. Sure.
Right.
But not medical advice.
Right. And if it is medical advice, let it plant the seed and then do the research. Check out a handful of different things. See how many doctors say what about this particular topic. Mm. Then go to your general practitioner and ask them that question.
Yeah.
After you get done asking them about all the drug commercials you've seen and if it's right for you.
Exactly.
I've got a whole list for tomorrow's physical. I've got 10 already medications. I'm just going to go down the list and go. Is something.
You're
right
the reason
me?
Why my practitioner is 15 minutes late every time I show up.
They do say,
ask your doctor if this drug
right
is
you.
Right for me. I got 10 or 12 of them.
What were you saying, Ted?
Well, I was going to say with the food influence. Also, I just tell my doctor, like, I don't know what it is, but it needs Valium.
I think Adderall is better.
The food influencers, too. You just got to know, like, well, that's what that guy likes.
Right.
Like some of the, you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Like I'll watch a lot of One Bites with Portnoy, right? The style of pizza he likes, I don't care for.
Sure.
I just find it funny. I want to hear him talk.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, right. And like another influencer I like, he went to Moose's in Kalispell. He didn't like it, which is fine, but that's a scene, right? You go through the swinging doors, yeah. You're throwing peanut shells. You got to go to Moose's.
Right. And if it's not your flavor, it ain't your flavor.
Why don't you be the counter-influencer? So you can say, look, these are the influencers that I like, right? You can talk about Portnoy. You can talk about your guy, the visit. Like, I like these guys, but I disagree wholeheartedly. Go to Moose's, and here's why.
Yeah.
Get this kind of pizza. He likes that crap. I like this crap.
Right.
Like, if Moose's was like a chain, I wouldn't order their pizza. But I'll be damned if I go to Montana and I'm not going to hang out in Moose's and eat their pizza. If that makes sense.
Prepare yourselves, folks. Lock screen ads are coming to smartphones.
Jesus Christ. Sorry.
No, you just spoke for everyone who heard that. So wait a minute.
It's my own phone.
To unlock my phone, I have to sit through their ad?
I don't know if you have to do it to unlock your phone. You might, to be honest with you, I don't know the parameters of what it is that they're doing. It might just be that you open up your phone and instead of seeing the picture of your kids, you get a picture of Neutrogena.
It better not be
Neutrogena. Which is a great soap, by the way, for
look,
the face.
If you're going to give me an ad for something like Pornhub, I'd be like, cool. Like, if we could say, okay, if you're going to do this, like, if there's nothing we could do about it, can I at least give you a list of, like, the top 10 advertisers
I would like
to see?
You just open up, you just light up your phone. Sexy singles in your area.
Yeah, like, all
right. Look, that is a real issue, right? My Instagram search, if you open it, it's food and chicks with boobs.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't need something popping up just be like, hey, new big boobs in your area. Right? Like, come on,
and fried chicken.
Look at these tees.
Chill out.
But they're in your area.
They're always in your area.
Well, that's the thing, man.
And they're up at night, and they want to chat.
If it does follow your personal algorithm, which I imagine eventually it will do,
yeah,
that can be very embarrassing for a lot of people.
Well, remember one of the politicians posted something about, like, porn, like, male porn sites or whatever. He's like, can you believe this is on there? And it's like, dude, that's your computer.
Right.
That was a targeted ad for you.
You. Yeah, specifically you.
Get ready, guys. Dictionary.com just announced its word of the year, and it will piss you off.
Word of the year?
Yeah.
6-7.
6-7.
Is that what it is?
Yes. Doggone 6-7 is the word of the year for dictionary.
Did you see the Husky student section do it the other day?
No.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah,
the one player, yeah, they all did it in unison.
They would do that at UW.
Wow.
Because, well, Wazoo would be 6-9.
That's right.
I just
damn straight.
Doggone. Wow.
Oh, we're doctors.
We'll be people at the game.
College is a great place to get venereal diseases.
One of the tops.
But that's why I don't listen to dictionary.com. I listen to the Merriam-Webster word of the day.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, put your thinking caps on, boys. It is a D word. Careful. I give you guys a 1% success chance.
Damn.
And it is a verb. And it can mean to dissolve or melt away, or, in reference to some fungal structures, to become soft or liquid with age or maturity. It is a D word, a verb. A D word.
Decomposition?
That can mean to dissolve or melt away. No, not decomposition. I like it, though, Miles. Well done. Anybody else? Any kind of a guess?
I mean, dissolve probably would have been my guess.
Deteriorating?
Deliquesce.
Oh,
deliquesce.
Jesus.
Deliquesce.
No, I don't use that word.
How did you give us a 1% chance?
Yeah, because...
You should have just said,
honestly,
you guys have no chance.
If I gave you 0%, I would get halfway through the explanation to go, oh, deliquesce. Doggone it, Steve.
Just saying.
After a study of 400,000 people, it turns out that intelligence and longevity share genetic roots.
So smart people live longer?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, they're not holding your beer. Not a good idea to do that. I'm not going to. I have intelligence.
Yeah, they don't engage in nearly the amount of risky behavior.
That's exactly right. They know better, so
they're
they don't do it.
Old and boring.
They take better care of themselves.
Eating peanut butter with a spoon with no milk.
They eat vegetables. They go for a walk. They touch grass and look at the sunshine.
Yeah.
Not my dumb ass sitting on the inside of a bar.
They don't smoke.
Yeah.
New research found that early neutering could be dangerous for dogs in their old age.
Wait. So you neuter your dog early?
Correct.
And that will affect them in old age?
So it's not that you know, get it out of the way early. No, there is a certain maturity point where you actually do need to let them keep the kitten caboodle. And then...
Just long enough for them to miss it when it's gone.
You know, when we adopted our little Dominic there last year, that was one thing is that he was not neutered yet. And they said, no, give it until this amount of time and then get it done. Because if you do it beforehand, there's all kinds of issues that can come with it. Like, there is a time when they need to have that for their development.
Huh.
What do you know?
I almost feel bad for them. I'm thinking from the human perspective, like, if I'm going to remove your testicles, I'm going to do it before you're aware of them.
Sure. Well, and...
like, I would miss them so much right now.
Adults don't get circumcised.
No, they do not.
Mostly not.
Sometimes.
But rarely.
Right. Adults get...
Man, yeah. That's
that'd be a tough one.
I've sat through many, many, many things with my children, particularly when it's the hospital because you're the parent.
Sure.
But when my son got circumcised, and now he's like 2 months, 3 months, however old you are, they were like, "Bro, you do not want to be in this room." And I said, "I 100% agree." I was actually going to excuse myself,
yeah. But they don't put the kid under.
No,
I don't think you can.
I don't think they're way too young to put them under, man. And like when I saw the contraption. Not the thing that they use to trim the foreskin. I don't know what that looks like, right?
It's the splint they put it in.
But yeah, and so we're in this room, and they're kind of bringing us up to speed on everything that's going to go down. And my attention just keeps getting diverted. There's this weird kind of like plastic disc to my left.
Yeah.
But it was not angled right for me to completely understand what it was. And then as the doctor's talking, I realize this kind of looks like the mold for a gingerbread man.
Oh,
and you right, you realize how this goes
this
down.
Is what they're going to strap your kid to.
Right. So then, like, I can hear the blood pound because I'm putting myself in his position.
Sure.
Like, oh my God,
hang on tight.
So when the doctor finally like, and you don't want to be in here for this, and I'm like, no, I don't. And I pointed to that thing. I said, as soon as I saw that, I'm like, this is bad. Yeah. It's like, this is an infant, and we still have to use that.
Peace out, everybody.
Ooh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
A police officer in Detroit left a judge speechless, Miles.
How did he do that?
Tell me about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve, a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And Miles, you know how you're always bitching in the office about how Mike just drags everything out and takes too long. Well, guess what? Today, you don't have to wait for Mike to get to his headlines.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking
to hear
about
how he made the judge speechless. I listen to you, man. Just wanted to let you know. So today, we chose one officer, Matthew Jackson, of the Detroit Police Department. Are you familiar with the story, Ted?
No. Strong name, though.
It is. Matthew Jackson. When he's not a cop, he's a wide receiver. This past Monday, he appeared in court as the arresting officer in a reckless driving and public intoxication case. And he appeared via Zoom. And as a professional... he, my friends, was in his official police button-up uniform shirt. He had his badge. However, the judge, still not impressed, and he asked him one question.
You got some pants on, officer?
No, sir.
That is correct. Basically, the judge looked at him, and the case is unfolding, and the judge finally just said, "Do you wear pants on?"
I wonder how he could see that.
Well, because the shot was too wide.
He hadn't adjusted his camera quite properly. So the judge asked him, "Do you have pants on?" To the cop's credit, he's like, "No, sir."
right?
Then he kind of adjusted his phone so that you could just see him essentially from the waist up. Wasn't so obvious. One of the lawyers apparently in the case was a little taken aback, but to the judge's credit, once the camera was adjusted, he just moved on with the trial. Damn. But I just like that. Do you have pants on, officer?
You got some pants on, officer?
Officer? Yeah. You have pants?
Oh, that'd be... no, sir.
We could do that on YouTube now.
I know.
Yeah.
Are you wearing pants? I'm not.
Are we supposed to be wearing pants?
You don't have to. There is no rule where they said we have to wear pants. I've not seen one rule in the 20 years I've been at the station that required us to wear pants. Mm-hmm. Just throwing it out there. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.